I am Corporal Ben Duncan from the Armour Reserve. I'm also the store, administrator down at ITI.
I'm Lance Corporal Store, and I do the network engineering side, and I do the stores with Corporal Duncan.
Super. What are the benefits to you in your career in terms of being part of the reserves?
Naturally, coming from a communications regiment, it gives me a massive footprint into within this company sort of thing, which actually ensured me, helped me get this job from a CV and through the interview as well. And having those like management skills, leadership skills and everything like that has also helped me push forward through this company as well. And again, having a military background, quite a lot of this company has a lot of military background as well, so it's been quite decent for me.
Yeah, similar for me actually. I've done a lot of years in communications anyway, so it made sense to join an IT company. It was quite interesting how I first joined actually. The commercial director, Dave Newton, came up to our barracks and talked to one of our officers, and then got talking to me and eventually offered me the job that I'm in today.
And what support do you receive from the Army Reserves?
Oh yeah, well, it is very flexible. The really good thing about the Reserves is that you get the choice. I've done both regular Army and Reserve, and the Reserves has got so much more capability to be flexible. So if you don't necessarily need to do something or don't want to do something, you don't have to do it then, you could do it some other time. And in that way, you can, vice versa with my civilian job, I can also say, oh, I need to do this at such and such time. And they're really good with letting me do my military stuff as well.
So that works really well for you. Yeah, great.
I just for myself, I've only ever done reserve myself. I do full-time reserve service similar. So I do 5 days a week doing recruiting, and I do 2 days a week doing this ITI. And the flexibility of both the Army Reserve and ITI together has been great for me, because as well as doing my normal recruiting job, I actually compete quite a lot in races and competitions and stuff. So every now and then I will drop out, and ITI is very good at covering that, and Reserves is very good at also covering that. So I can't ask for any more support, to be honest.
So there's flexibility on both sides.
Yeah.
And what would you say to someone who's considering working with the Reserves?
I'd give them my full speech like I normally do when I'm doing my recruiting jazz. I'd tell them it's definitely the better thing for them. It's fantastic for both age ranges. It's great for if you're at the higher end of the age group, because you can get more life skills, more experiences, to then if you want to change your role down, completely, or if you're at the young age, it's a really good stepping stone to do like get a full-time civilian job, because it is designed to complement your civilian job and as well enhance your qualifications like it did for me. I originally dropped out of college. The Army Reserve picked me up, put me into qualifications I got now, which is now actually landed me this job as well.
Right, so that's worked really, really well.
Fantastic. I could never fault it.
And Tim, can I ask what you'd say to someone who's in a regular Army considering their career and thinking about going into, for example, network engineering and signals?
I'd say it's almost a no-brainer, really. With the skill set that you have in the Army, and the Army is quite a technical, the Royal Signals rather, is quite a technical corps. With that background, it is quite easy to then merge in to some IT company like this. Obviously, it can be quite different with the military sort of side. It's very military orientated, but the actual underlying theories and basis of everything we learn is exactly the same as the civilian world. Civilian world tends to be a little bit more sort of in depth, maybe, or rather maybe specific is a better word, really, whereas the military have a very general broad spectrum, because you could be working on a satellite one day and then the next day as something completely different, like some fiber cables or something. So the Army has a very wide general spectrum, and an IT company might have a much more specific.
And what would each of you say to any businesses? Why should a business support their employees who want to be members of the Reserves?
It massively enhances your staff's capability. That is the be-all and end-all of it. It'll create that one member of staff that you've already got the potential to do something with. And if you're thinking of either moving them up within the company or whether they're extending to a position, the Army Reserve will enhance the better person that they can be within themselves. Like I said, the example myself, I was working in retail before, and then because of the skills I learnt from being a recruiter and being able to talk lots like this, and as well being an instructor, it helped me get into sales, which then was my primary role, because I got obviously a gift to the gab and all that sort because of the army enhancing that. So the company actually managed to get more training out of me from the army reserve than they said them have to pay for it. So things like first aid courses, any external courses, so like Tim's background in comms, rather than having to train someone up exactly from the very beginning, the army reserve did all that for them. So again, it comes part of it, but to quote Tim again, it's a no-brainer. It completely enhances both sides.
Great stuff. So it enhances both sides. Anything else to add to that, Tim, or has Ben really covered it all?
Yeah, I think he has really covered it. I think also it develops personal skills as well. So an individual who might be lacking in confidence, they join the army, they'll 100% gain confidence, and they'll become almost a completely different person within the army.
Fantastic. So huge benefits personally, huge benefits to the employer as well. Yeah. Thanks so much both for talking to me.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.